Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. My name is Caroline Crystal Hart, founder of Crystal Hart Psychics, and I am with my wonderful co-host, Joni Eisinger of Joni's White Light Healing. Hi, Joni. How are you today?
I am fine. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you very much. Did you hear me okay? Because I must admit I had my speaker up above my head, so apologies for that.
Yeah,
but yeah,
we're back a
yeah.
little bit, but you were definitely intelligible.
Okay, that's good. Right, so
yeah.
Welcome to another month of UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond, where we conduct live call-ins for readings and healings. What we do try and do is get around everyone. I will say this, that obviously if we've had some people that we know we've spoken to the previous month, we normally advise really a reading unless there's a change, or that if sort of like something's dramatically changed, or we normally say 6 months, 3 to 6 months. So what we will do is, you know, we do tend to try and mix it up to make sure that, you know, we do speak to people who have called us in, you know, sort of not called us before, just so we can get a broad variety of the show and obviously what we do and how we can showcase our gifts and how we can help others. Okay. So, Joni, would you like to introduce yourself and what you do? And obviously, you know, tell us about your gifts.
Sure. My name is Joni Eisinger, and I'm originally from Long Island, New York. I live in central New Jersey. I used to be a licensed clinical social worker in New York City for 10 years. I did drug and alcohol counseling. I was a psychiatric social worker. I became a Gestalt therapist. I received a postgraduate certificate in that. And with all of that, I grew up not believing in any of what Caroline and I do. I thought that it was a fake, bunk, sociopathic, flaky, whatever. And yes, I was very judgy. Around 2003, 2004, 2005, I had a dark night of the soul, meaning that existential time, do I live or do I die? And I was chemically sensitive and homebound. And I reached out to an energy practitioner who began offering energy medicine, which was antithetical to my conventional medical type of training, that being psychiatric social work. And I began healing. And I began reading spiritual books, which I had never done before. I was being healed also remotely, which blew my mind. And I was only reading things of the light, nothing of lower vibration, no occult, witch, voodoo, none of that, nothing. Only the light, the high. And the gifts started coming in. So people would say that they lost departed ones and pets, and I'd start doing light deep trance channeling. My hands were buzzing. I started doing that with my son, and the energy would come out of my hands, and he would stop coughing when he had low-level asthma or reactive airways. Then I started doing distance healing, and then the gifts just kept pouring in. The term that a lot of people use is called being fast-tracked, and I just was inundated with divine gifts. My life changed 180 degrees. I mentioned to my rabbi that this had happened, and I was met with a bit of scorn, and I was quite sad about that. And today I embrace the concept of unity consciousness, meaning that we're all one. We're all part of a oneness or a loving creator, all God sparks that are having individual journeys for soul growth opportunity. And I started doing this professionally and feel that I come into this lifetime to be of service for the awakening of humanity. No, it's not the Joni Show. I didn't ask for this. This is not an easy task. Many people around the world are waking up to their gifts. Everyone is hardwired the same way. And that I, like so many in this reality, are here from whether it's the elemental realm, angelic realm, the galactic realm, there are other realms, incarnated in a human body to assist with waking folks up to what this is about and to who they are and to shift what this current paradigm is to one of unity and love and more. So that's my spiel. So Caroline, please share, who are you?
I am Caroline Crystal Heart, as I said, founder of Crystal Heart Psychics, which is in its 10-year anniversary this year, where I have psychics that work for me online and we take calls. We are open 24/7. We have a UK credit card booking line. We have a USA credit card booking line and an Australian one too. And as I say, I have psychics that work for me. However, how did I get there? So, and it's also when we talk about manifestation, we always say, don't worry about the how. So I am very similar in the sense, myself and Joni, we kind of, I think the words come to mind, grew up the same way. So I really didn't really believe in any of this. I was qualified in finance and very logical brain, and that's what I wanted to do, and still do it to this day. However, in 2005, I started to have, my horse got really sick. I started to get feelings. My hands started to get hot. I realized that if I placed my hands upon him, it made him feel better, and it did. It made him go to sleep. So with that, I kind of kept quiet because I thought it was a bit nutty, to want of a better word. So I carried on, but also over my marriage, I had a very strong feeling that something wasn't right. And I'd actually lost the connection with my ex-husband. The reason for that is there was infidelity in the room, sadly. And on the day that he was leaving, I had a message in my head saying, look at the suitcase. And there was a card saying, thanks for the weekend in Paris. That was my discovery that I actually was psychic, I'm afraid. So I went on a journey of learning, because I went through this whole process of how can my logical brain, so my gut was saying one thing, my logical brain was actually saying, no, that's definitely not right. You've been, you know, with this person 18 years, that won't happen. But my gut was still telling me, and it was reconciling my gut to my logic. So with that, I went on a journey where I qualified. I was fast-tracked, so I went on a spiritual practitioner course. I also qualified as a life coach. I qualified in hypnotherapy, past life regression therapy, timeline therapy, and quite a few other things as well. But I also became a Reiki Sekhem master. However, when I actually did that, I went to the class, and I actually started a dowsing course, believe it or not. And I met my Reiki master there, who then said to me, do you know you're a complete natural? At this point, I broached the subject with my family, because my family's viewpoint of this was it wasn't seen to be something that was real. And people who did this kind of thing were a little bit weird. And when I finally said, your daughter is psychic, the response was, oh, well, it's four generations deep in the family, on my mother's side, believe it or not. But again, it's fear blocks people from seeing things for what they are. So I carried on, and that was 16 years ago. So I started deciding, with everything that I went through, I could actually help people, and obviously with my gift that I could too. So I started doing telephone psychic readings and carried on doing that. And eventually in 2013, Crystal Heart Psychics were born. So that's me. So I just have what my gifts are. I'm a psychic medium. I work with my guides. I'm clairvoyant, which means I get pictures in my head in symbolization form. And as I say, I'm also a healer as well. And that is how I work. And me and Joni are very similar. We believe that we're in our school. We believe that we do have lessons to learn. We both believe in clearing energy in relation to, if we can assist someone with their energetic vibration, we can help them manifest more of what they need. I never say it's what you want, because spirit gives you what you need. So you think you know what you want, but until you get what you want, you don't really know what you want. So sometimes Something comes along that you get what you need, not necessarily what you want, but actually what you get is better than what you think you wanted. If that makes any sense. So yes, it does happen like that, I'm afraid. So anyway, so with that, myself and Joni, obviously, I think many of you that heard, you know, listened to before have heard the story. So when I set up Crystal Heart Psychics, Joni contacted me via LinkedIn. I agreed. We agreed to have a telephone, a video link, and back then it was through Skype. Obviously, everything's changed dramatically since then with the ever-evolving technology. So we met, and we formed a friendship, and that friendship remained. I asked Joni to join a radio show with myself that we were doing for somebody else, and we couldn't believe how our guides tag teamed. And it took me about a year to kind of get up the courage to work the controls out. And here we are. And it's our eighth anniversary, isn't it, Joni? So, yeah. So we are also in our eighth anniversary. So, yes. So we did our little anniversary show last month. So, yeah. So that's who we are. So I think for me now, so what we try and do with the show is we will always try and give you a reading and try and give you a healing first, if that's what we feel is appropriate. However, whilst we're doing the show, we also like to add some snippets of learning in. So if you're trying to develop yourself spiritually, we can give you some, shall we say, some education while we're there, if that helps. So yes, so that's where we're at, and that's who we are. So, and the way I actually work the show is I read the last three digits of the person's number out, so I don't disclose the full number. I will ask who you are and where you're from, and obviously depending on who's taking the call, it'll be Joni first and I'll tag team later, or vice versa. And that is how we work for those that have not heard our show before. So I think without any further delay, because we've now spent a long time introducing ourselves, I will go to our first caller of today. So I'm going to 922 right now. Hi, 922. Who are we speaking to and where are you from? We can't hear you very well. I think you might need to speak up a little bit.
Oh, it's very muffled. What about now? Can you hear me?
That's much better.
No,
you've gone back to muffling again.
Yeah, I took you guys about a year ago. So,
yeah, there's some muffling.
Yeah, we can't actually hear you.
Okay, what about
now?
You can hear me clear.
That is so much better. Can you stay like that? Okay. I don't know whether you had earbuds in or anything like that. But, yeah, I do that a lot. I put my earbuds in thinking everything's great and all my friends turn around and say, we can't hear you. So, yeah. So how can we help? Sorry, who are we speaking to first and where are you from?
Yes, Lisa. I'm calling from New York City.
Sorry,
what is
who
your
are
name?
We speaking
to? Felicia.
Ah, Felicia, there we go. I can hear you. Good.
We can hear you. So how can we help?
Yes, hi. I just wanted to see, I'm looking to do a move. I'm looking for a place now, and I want to see, do you see me doing this move, even if I don't move into the place right away, do you think I'll find this place, I would say, before the new year? Like within the next, hopefully I can find it in November. I'm on a hunt now.
Do you mind if I go first, Jody?
That's what we do. You go.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry about this, Felicia. Okay. I'm getting mixed messages about when, okay? And I'm going to say this, and please do not take it personally, because my guides have a sense of humor, and so do Joni. So apologies if it's the first time you've heard this. I'm not sure whether you are going to find somewhere before the new year, because my guides have sort of turned around and said, are you quite specific about what you want?
Yeah, I'm extremely specific, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, this whole thing about, yeah. So this whole thing about you finding somewhere before the new year, I'm not 100% convinced. I'm not going to say you're going to stop looking. I'm not going to say it's not about looking. This is about you finding the right property for you, because my guides actually did come out and say you're really specific about what you want. So because of that, there's not that, there's, the way I'm getting it is they're saying to me, there's stuff coming on the market right now, and I don't know whether you've gone to visit or you're going to visit, but I can see you looking and going, it doesn't feel, you're not picking the energy or the vibes. Yeah. Does that make sense?
I know what you're talking about. No, the thing is, I'm not going to take that apartment. I know what you're talking about. I haven't scheduled the appointment yet, but I'm going just to do a view, just to look at some apartments at the complex, but I might not take the one that I'm already looking at. That's all. I'm just trying to get a feel of the area. Yeah, that's what you're talking about. Yeah. No, those ones I'm not taking. Uh-uh. You're right.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. So that's kind of, this is why, because at the moment I'm picking up your energy, and your energy is kind of a little bit unsure because of the situation that you're in right now, in the sense that you're looking, but you're just looking to view, but you're not 100% convinced. You just want to get the area right and everything else. So the way they're giving it to me, so this is about the don't despair. I do see, they're giving me the month of June of next year, but that's to see you moved and settled, or you're moving in June. So you would have found a place by then, secured the deposit, done everything you need to do. But it feels like, I'm feeling that the place is more like a February when you find the right place, because I feel that, like I said, the way I'm getting at it is it's...
Hello? Hello?
Caroline?
Okay, I'm here.
Oh, boy. I can't either. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
You can hear me, but we can't hear her.
Okay.
I'm going to Facebook message her. I'm going to Facebook message, so hold on. Stay with. I have to find her. And I'm going to go, we lost your audio. And then we'll see if she answers. I'm putting she can hear me, but you are gone. Okay, let's see what happens. And by the way, this is not, Felicia, this is not the first time that this has happened.
Oh, okay.
So we've gone through the dance, and it's usually a Blog Talk Radio pitch. So I'm doing it on her personal and her professional messenger. So I'm going to do it again. I'm going to say, we lost your audio. Boy, let's see what happens. Because normally what will happen is she'll probably answer one of the messengers. So sorry about that. So what we do is that I wait for her. I wait for her answer on Facebook Messenger.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. She's alive. So she's answering. Let me call back in. So I write, okay, we are waiting. Don't know what happened. You carry on. Okay, so I'm carrying on. I'm going to go in and get what I get. And then when she jumps in, then I stop and we'll get her back. And we've done this. We tag team. It's like... I'm going in regarding what I get.
Mm-hmm.
What I get is sit, and that, sure, take a look, see what you like. I'm not getting much. I'm not feeling great about choices. I feel be observant. And I think I'm going to throw. Go ahead.
I know why you're saying that. There is another property that will be listed in the newspaper. So the thing is that I'm just going to look at the property, and the thing is that some of the people that have already owned the apartments, they're going to be renting out the apartments cheaper, but it'll be a newspaper ad. That's what I'm thinking. That's what someone told me.
Like, the way that you are going to obtain someone is through a newspaper rather than a realtor.
Yes.
Or word of. You can, but I'm seeing there's some sketchiness. I'm getting
Hello.
You have to be very, very careful. Oh,
Hello.
Are you back?
I'm back. I am back. Yes,
there
I don't know what
go.
Happened there.
Okay, so Felicia, I'm putting that on hold. We're bringing it back to Caroline, then I'll finish.
No,
go ahead,
no,
Caroline. Keep going.
You carry on, because I was just sort of going on. So, yeah, so basically from what I was saying to you, Felicia, and I do apologize for that, I was talking away and it just went dead. But yeah, I kind of feel the February time is maybe when you find somewhere. But again, this whole thing about it's got to be appropriate. So again, it's about the area, because I feel that you want to be near somewhere specific. So don't be, and the thing that keeps coming through from my guides is they're saying to me, don't be disheartened, don't be disheartened, because I think you're going, right, I want something really specific, but I want it now. And they're going, hang on a second, to find it, kind of just have to do other things. So yeah, that's really where I'm at. So now I'm going to pass you back to Joni, if that's okay.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, so I hope that's helped. I know it's, I don't want to sort of dishearten you by saying, oh, it's not going to happen by New Year. It could, but I just feel there's limited stuff coming on the market right now. And it, there's also, the way they're showing it me is like, it's like every time you go to look at something, there's a scramble to get it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I kind of feel it'll be the right place. So I shall let Joni carry on and tell you her recent story, because, yeah.
Well, I would say, you know, you had mentioned, Felicia, about, you know, like newspaper. They say sketchy and watch. Be very, just question things, and that have everything in writing. Make it very, 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 very legal if it's, like they're using the word off the books, but it's not off the books, where it's not through a realtor. And that I see you watch. I see a lot of observing. I see a lot of watching, and I see a lot of scraps and breadcrumbs, and you're like, nope, 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 and that's fine. And that I got June. I feel like June is the best time. I'm feeling very, very happy. Caroline, I think, got June. February, I feel like there's some stuff there, but I'm not getting a huge yummy, yummy feeling. Are you, and I have to ask this, which we didn't ask, but do you presently have a place to live?
Yeah, but I have to move out by the end of the year, so that's why
I'm looking. Just I had to ask, because there are people that don't have a place to live. They're on someone's couch. I'm just saying, like being very respectful, and that they were given 2 weeks. Okay, to move. So that also is something, well, for us readers to know, you know, that there isn't like a life situation where we're saying June and you wouldn't have a place to live. Thank God you've got a place to live. So I'm feeling like you take your time, know what you're looking for. I feel like you've done so much research. I feel like there's a radius, you know, just approximately around where you want to live, and that you said you're in New York?
Yeah, but I'm moving to a different city.
You're in the city? Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm moving out of New York City. Yeah, but I'm moving, out. I live in the city, but I'm moving out of the city.
To the burbs.
Yeah, I'm moving to New Jersey.
Got you. Okay. Do you have a car?
I'm getting one, yes. I plan to get one.
Okay, so what I'm getting is, however you do it, I'm seeing footpaths. I see a footpath. I see you walking around like you're going, maybe because you have a lead, but I'm seeing you're doing some type of walking and you're looking at things. You're walking. You're getting a feel for an area.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of you doing the walking, you know. And that's going to help you very much if you take a little bit of time out. Maybe it's a time where you get a lead and you go to that place. And then let's say you reject the place. Don't automatically go back home. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just thinking, and actually with this, obviously, when I was saying about February, there'll be stuff coming on the market, and, you know, it may be that you go somewhere just for a temporary fix before the end of the year, and then you then say, right, I'm here for now, but it's only very short term, so then you can look for that dream place that you want, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds good. I think the other place that you're picking up in June, that's in Georgia. But for now, it's going to be, yeah.
Mm.
Okay. So, yeah, you're right about me walking around. I have to actually go there today in the area, today or this week, because it's going to be really warm. So I'll be walking around in the area. That's what I plan to do.
There you go. Have a great journey. Enjoy.
Yes, enjoy.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Right, you
take
so
care
much.
Now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm going to the next caller now, which is 625. So 625, we're coming to you right now. Who are you? Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hi, this is Teresa and I'm from Oregon. Thank
you
for taking my call.
No problem. How can we help?
I recently moved in going on 3 months, and where I'm living, the property manager told me that she was going to take care of some repairs that needed to be taken care of. And she's totally been ignoring all of my emails. I don't know what to do.
Caroline,
I'm not trying to make enemies.
That
I just
technical
want to
go, Caroline.
Right. Yeah. No, it's fine. Sorry. I was going to say, have we spoken to you before, Teresa? Yes, I think.
No.
Ah, right. Okay. No, it's all right. I'm just thinking of. Okay, so you've got something wrong with the property and the property manager is not bothering to answer you at all.
Right.
Is that what you're telling me? So.
Yes.
And I take
your. She told
your...
me she would take care of them. She said, no problem. Just, you know, let me know. And she's been ignoring me.
Oh. And there's absolutely no reason why.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So is there a... So, okay, I take it you're in an apartment.
No,
okay.
A townhouse.
Okay, so is there an agent or is there a, you know, so obviously you've got a property manager, but surely she reports into an agent or the company that she works for?
I haven't. She's supposed to be taking care of it for the company.
Mm, but you need
that
to bypass her now. Yeah. So what I'm getting
I
is
was
like,
trying. Okay.
Yeah. What I'm feeling is that if she's ignoring you and it's not responding, you need to go to higher up. Because now this is going to sound weird. I'm not even sure if she's left the company. So you need to find an alternative way of communicating with that agent. So, because all you want, and this is a silly thing, I'm just getting a feeling that it's not even like big jobs, it's just silly little things.
Yes.
Basic maintenance. It's like, and I'm giving you this as an example, not as a real thing, but it's like, there's a light bulb that the socket or the switch might need changing or something silly. It's not huge things that's causing it to be extremely uncomfortable there. Does that make sense? And I just think
yes.
This is really silly because it's like the problem is I'm seeing you sending emails and it's like I think you've tried to call her as well and she's not even picking up your calls, is she? So, yeah.
She
again,
responded a couple of times, but she's I don't know why she's doing it. Like she said this last time, she's like, let me check with my office staff and the maintenance staff because she told me that they were going to be in 1 week and they never showed up, never called, nothing. But she doesn't have any office staff, so that's a lie. Everything that she's told me thus far has been an outright lie. So I don't. She is still working because I saw her recently from afar, but she's. I don't know why. And there are things that I've asked her. Can I just replace this and just provide the receipt to you? And she does not answer.
That's ridiculous. Because at the end of the day, surely there's legislation surrounding that. Because the thing is, if the things that are wrong are slightly dangerous or, you know, there's legislation for any, I mean, I'm in the UK, but there is legislation for rental properties. And at the end of the day, if, you know, there's something that is potentially a health and safety risk, that has to be fixed with immediate effect.
Right.
So, and I don't feel that these are health and safety, but they could go into that if left. You're kind of picking it up early and saying, look, I just need this fixing because this will make life better. And, it won't go into something bad. And yeah, I just feel that you need to work. Obviously, do you know the company she actually worked? Well, you would, because it's your tenancy, isn't it? It's who your tenancy is with. So I think you're going to have to contact the head office, because I don't feel, I think she's just a blockade, and you need these problems fixing.
Right.
And I think we've got to stop. I mean, how many times have you tried to contact her now?
At least 5. At least.
Yeah. And have they got an email address as well? Have you emailed, or is it just text?
Both. And
okay.
Plus there's a portal. There's a portal that's to be used for the company. And I do both. And she's still.
Yeah. Yeah. So there needs to be, I think you've got to go straight to the head office with this, and say, look, you know, I took out this property. I've been renting it for several months. You know, I pay on time, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm a good tenant. However, there's these issues that I've asked to be fixed, which I don't feel are necessarily that big. And, you know, I really could do with them fixing, but I'm trying to talk to my property manager who just isn't responding. And I think that's all you can do for now. I do feel this woman will be reactive towards you. I'm not going to sort of sit there and say she's not. But your response to that is, you didn't respond to me. You know, all you want to do is just get what you need fixing fixed, don't you, really? So that's where I'm at. So on that level, I'm going to pass you across to Joni and see what she picks up. But I really feel you've got to circumvent this lady and try and find an alternative contact, because she really isn't getting things done for you, is she? I do feel she has some problems. I don't know whether she's overwhelmed or finding life difficult a bit right now, but you know, for you, you just need to understand why things aren't getting fixed.
Right.
So I'm sorry I can't be of more help, but I'm now going to pass you to Joni and obviously see what she picks up.
Well, I'm also getting what Caroline just said about that she has problems. I think that she doesn't want to do it. She has no interest. She's mischievous. She's aggressive. She's angry. She has tons of work to do. And she's incompetent. And that I don't think that she's able to do her job.
Or less mirroring what I got. Yeah.
It's like a stonewall. You're being stonewalled. And the woman has problems. She's belligerent. She's unhappy. And that she does her job, but she doesn't do her job. So she'll do certain things, but she won't do other things. She likes taking people's money. She likes earning her income, but she's not doing her job. So like Caroline said, you take it higher. Have everything in writing. And it's a rental, correct?
Yes.
Right. So in the rental contract, you can't touch anything. You can't have it repaired, because that would be called desecration or, altering, and it's in the contract. It's a standard. So you can't. Now, mind you, that's with anything. If you were, if there was a plumbing leak, you call a plumber or whatever it is. If a landlord doesn't respond, there's a flood, a safety issue, you do what you have to do. But you contact them anyway and you keep it in writing. But it isn't about safety. You go higher, have everything documented, and it's a civil case. And I didn't enjoy channeling that, just like Caroline didn't either. And
no.
It's very cut and dry. It's beautiful. It's cut and dry. This isn't even difficult to figure out. You have it in writing, happened 5 times. You asked nicely, can I take care of it and send them the bill? She didn't answer. You go higher. And that if not, then I don't know if you've got the means, but that's where lawyers come in.
Mm. But not only that. It's
not
just anything. But it's also
seduced.
Yeah. I mean, okay, I'm in the UK, but as a landlord, you have a duty of care to your tenants. So, like, for instance, I do have a property that I rent out here, and I've just had to go through having an electricity certificate, a carbon monoxide detector. You know, I've got plumbers in next week to fix radiators because that's what's necessary. And at the end of the day, that's because, for one, it's easier for a landlord to want to have tenants that look after their properties and stay there. But the other side of that is it's legislation.
Right.
You know,
it's illegal.
Is she,
you have to,
is she doing,
very simple.
Is she just doing this to me or other people? Because
no,
what
I
find
you,
quite,
there are a few.
I think with,
no, it's everybody.
What I think,
it's like,
what I find quite strange is that she has a big, I don't know if you know what a cane corso is. They're huge dogs.
No.
And she keeps that dog with her at her side all the time and takes
wow.
them to all the properties and to the office.
Wow.
Yeah. She's got
I
issues.
Do. Yeah, I do. And I, you know, me and Joni, as we said, we don't like channeling this, but this woman is not coping. And I actually, to be quite frank, I'm a little bit concerned for her own health, well-being, because I think she's got a lot on her plate. She's got some, and I think, how do I put it? You know, when I asked, are you in an apartment block? The reason why I asked that is because I saw a meeting. So I will say what I channel. And it's a meeting of the tenants of this particular company, because I feel that if you were to find out the other properties in the area that were of the same company, you'd find the same thing happening.
That's why she keeps her dog with her.
Yeah.
Right. So you avoid her, you have it documented, you go higher. What is your lease? Is it a 1 year?
Yes.
Well, you see what happens, and if for some reason you're bound and you can't do anything and nothing is done, then it becomes legal and then you can leave.
Hmm.
It costs
very
so much
to make this move.
The very good thing is it's not difficult. This is cut and dry. Thank God.
Mm. Okay. Well,
and
thank you, ladies.
We
appreciate it.
Please let us
yes.
know.
Yes. And we wish you luck, but we'll put some energy behind it so you hopefully
yes.
get a response. But yeah, avoid this woman. And once you send that email to the higher level, avoid at all costs. Okay.
Yeah, that's the thing is I'm concerned that she's going to try and make things horrible for me once I do that.
Again, no.
Document everything and put out the intention. Again, sacred space, you are protected. Try not to go in that direction because what we fear we can draw.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you, ladies. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
Good
and
to
yeah,
you.
Keep, let us know and follow the show. Okay. Take care now.
I will. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Right. I'm going to the next caller, which is 748 coming to you now. And who are we speaking to and where are you from? 748, are you talking to us? Or have I gone quiet
Hello?
Again? Hello. Hi. Who are we
Hi,
speaking to
you.
And where are you from? It's Caroline and Joni. How can we help?
No.
Can you hear us?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay. We heard a hello Nothing. A minute ago, and then it went quiet. So apologies, whoever you are, 748, we did try. Thank you for calling in and keep listening. So we'll go to the next caller of today, which is 845. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hello.
Hi, who are we speaking to and where are you from?
I'm calling from Georgia, Atlanta.
And who are
we
speaking to?
I'm sorry, my name is Maddie. Maddie.
Hi, Maddie. And how can we help
you? Hi,
today?
How are you?
Fine, thank you very much.
Oh, we're good.
Fantastic.
How can we help?
Well,
how?
I was listening to the other young lady, and I kind of have the same problem with where I live. I had asked for a new flooring in my sunroom, and they promised new flooring back in May when I signed a new lease. And I've sent notices. I've sent pictures of the tile that is ripped. It needs to be replaced. And they, oh, we put the order in, da-da-da. And this is October, almost November, and nothing has been done about it. And I've been back here for 28 years.
Mm-mm.
No problems, no nothing. Pay my rent on time, the whole deal. And this is the way that I've been treated. I feel like I'm not a valued resident.
Is there new management?
New management, the girl that promised it to me, she did back in May. She did move on. And they always changing. Yes, there is new manager in the office. And she came in May, and but I spoke with her. But I sent her emails and pictures, and I sent the assistant manager, the manager. I even talked to the girls up front. Oh, we'll pass the message on. I spoke with one. Oh, we put the order in. Da da da. But nothing has been done. And it's like, am I gonna have to go to the top myself? I think when you go to the top, you really it they when you go. This is how it works where I am. When you go to the top, they transfer it back to the office. It's like...
Right. And
you
can you
still
walk
not,
into the office? Can you actually walk into an office and speak with people in person?
Yeah. Every time I've gone in there to speak with the management, oh, she's out of the office, she's in a meeting, or what have you.
Okay, I'm going to go in and see what this is with you.
Okay.
They're all over the place. They're extremely overwhelmed. They're extremely disorganized, and they don't know which way is up. You got lost in the sauce, and you have to keep persevering more often. And with your continued reminders, possibly on a weekly basis, something might get done sooner. But if you don't show your face a lot, I don't see much. I feel that they're very tired, confused, and disorganized, and it's disorganization, and it's lost in the sauce. But if you push nicely, push, 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 someone's going to realize that something's screwed up.
Okay.
I feel down the road, I'm seeing a December, and Caroline will go in next. But I feel like something's happening. It's going to be happening. And that you get names. You go, what's the name of your boss? When are they going to be there? I want an email. I want a phone number. When am I? I'm coming back again. And also, is there anyone that you could bring as a friend, as a witness?
Possible,
friend,
yes. Possible.
Just to have
another person
there, just to have one other body there, I don't know why I'm getting it. I'm just feeling like you need another person there as a witness. And then just like I had said in the last reading, you might want to get everything in writing with an email trail. So every time you go there, you could then email and say, this is to document that I just visited your office. The daytime and whatever, date and time, and that this is what I said to you and this is what you said to me, and I look forward to hearing from so-and-so because you told me they were going to reach out to me. And then you just go, but I'm seeing they're trying to put money towards something and they're not putting it towards other things and someone's squandering a bit of the money. So
that wouldn't surprise me.
Yep, nothing surprising.
That wouldn't surprise me because my attitude is, Wow. Why are you putting money toward events? You're having events like office parties or events for the community, you know, food and all that. I say, no. To me, that's to me, that is, I don't even go to the events, really.
Right. I get it. I get it. So, but I believe that you will be seeing results. And I'm passing you on to Caroline. And also, please let us know.
I will.
And good luck. Go ahead, Caroline. Go for it.
Thank you.
Hi, Maddie.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Hi.
The big
Caroline.
Thing I get with this, so with me, and I'm getting the same problem. So remember we talked about the previous call and we were saying that the lady was overwhelmed. And the way I got this right at the beginning, so obviously I tried to keep quiet because obviously me and Joni tag team, but I also see a gentleman replace the lady that promised you the new refurbishment. And the words I get from my guides is quite mean. So I do think there's kind of cash flow issues with the company right now. They will be resolving soon is what I get. I don't know whether there's a takeover or something like that. So I feel that a lot of your stuff that's happened is it's got lost in the translation, in the sense it's got lost in people changing over position that's looking after your property. So I'm fully concurrent with Joni in the sense that I feel you do need to go in the office with someone else that has, for want of a better word, the words I'm getting is a little bit more authority. So this is not about you going in and losing your temper. This is about you going in and saying, I need to speak to the manager right now. You know, I have a problem. I was promised this and you need it recorded. And you say, you don't mind if I record this conversation. Make sure when you do that, you always say to people, I am recording this conversation. Are you okay with that? And the reason for that is obviously it's against, I think it's against human rights to record someone without their permission or without their knowledge. So just make sure you do that. But I feel that for you, I do feel it'll happen, but it's gonna be kind of a few emails, a few telephone calls, a few like, I am not, you know, you need, your presence need to be, no, if you think you're going to ignore me and I'm going to go away and sit in a corner and shut up, then that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Because in the beginning they were telling me, oh, put a buy a rug, put a rug down. I say, why should I have to put a rug down when the tile needs to be changed? And I shouldn't have to go out and buy a rug. Are you going to purchase
a
rug for
me? Yeah, you can go and buy a rug, but here's a receipt. Thanks very much. I'll have the money back.
Oh, I'll do that then. I easily do that. I would love to have
your
check.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And say, like, okay, I bought a rug. I've sorted it. Can I have the money back, please? You've done.
Yeah.
But I would make sure that every time you ask them, you record it. You write the date down of when you spoke, what was said, right? Because I do believe that they have got that attitude of, oh, well, if we just ignore it, it'll go away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this gentleman that's changed over, he's not been very good at keeping on top of things. The words I'm getting is he's not very good at people management and he's certainly not good at people. So
Okay.
So I do feel that, you know, keep on top of it. Yes, there is a little word of keep the determination there. Don't just think, oh, well, they're never going to do it and go away. Or the other option is if you need it tiled in, get it tiled and send them the bill. The only problem is with that is if you haven't got the finances to do that and then they refuse, then they could turn around and say, well, you haven't had permission. But you have had permission to go and buy a rug. So make sure you say, okay, you know that offer of me going and buying a rug? If I go and buy a rug, can I just send you the receipt?
Yeah.
I'd probably have that in writing, though. I would probably
put
an email.
Too.
I went on such and such month. I spoke with someone in the office. I told them that you said put a rug. I'm still waiting for the real fix. And I would like permission. I haven't done it. And I would like to know that this is so. See if they'll answer you, because if they don't answer you, you need the permission in writing, because like I said in the last one, you can't have that break contract desecration of property.
Right, right. Okay.
If you put a rug down, it will be yours to keep because it's an immovable object. You know, however, the only reason why you've put a rug down is because you needed the floor to be covered. So you are saying to them, I'm doing it, but here's the invoice, but I'm having permission first. Because I think they might change their tune somewhat when you say, okay, well, if I forget the rug and send you the bill, would that be okay? You might find they might sort of, because I think before when you've gone, no, you need to pay for my rug, and they're like, no. But this time round, you need to sort of be a bit stronger with your approach. Okay. But yeah, it's frustrating. But I think I still get this whole thing about they haven't got much cash. So they're kind of like when you've been, they've been like pushing you to one side. But make sure that you send them emails, text messages, written, and it's written permission as well, and written authority for you to claim the money back.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. That was enlightenment.
No worries.
I had thought of buying the rug, but I kept putting it off, and but I never thought of, hey, if I buy the rug, then you're going to reimburse me. And I hadn't thought of that.
No,
so,
you need to do that.
Oh, yeah.
You say you see that they're probably pocketing some of the cash?
I'm getting put in places that are a little bit, questionable.
That wouldn't surprise me. That wouldn't surprise me at all, because wherever there are people, anything is possible.
That's right. Good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you. I will definitely let you guys know. And to come back on in the near future, and I'll let you know what happened.
Thanks very much, Robbie.
All right,
bye. Follow the show, and then you'll know when we're on next.
Okay, I will. Thank you again.
Bye-bye.
Right, okay, and we're going to our next caller, which is 016. So I hope you're listening in, 016. And can I ask who are we speaking to and where are you from? Okay, 016, and you're not listening? Okay, I have a wild card caller, so I just read that out. So I've got 111, whoever that may be.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, and who are we speaking to and where are you from?
My name is Sue, and I'm calling from Europe at the moment. I've got kind of a functional issue, and I'm just looking for some positive reinforcement. I've got a funky car problem. I'm driving it abroad at the moment, which means I need it to get home when I do go home in about 3 weeks. And it's cost me a lot of money about a year ago, and it's acting a little funky at the moment, with lights turning on and turning back off. And
tonight as I
turn the corner, it just stopped, and it's a very expensive car, which means very expensive money into it. So I'm hoping it's nothing major, because it seemed to be driving fine after some light went on about a week ago, and I'm a bit nervous. I'm hoping it's okay. I managed to get it parked, and I'm just hoping it's nothing major and it's just some sort of funky something small, because last year it cost me.
When you say lights, are these lights on the dashboard?
There's no warning lights. That's the thing.
Okay.
You know, these new computers, there's no warning lights. I had a solid amber. This is, without being too technical, I just, you know, there's no warning lights at the moment, and it's just today it acted odd again, and it just it seems fine again once I restarted it, and I'm a bit worried.
Okay.
Because usually it means lots of money.
Well, I'll give you the spiritual answer because they think it's quite funny. Yeah. So apologies. But the first thing they said when you said the lights were coming on is I thought, now I hope you remember this film because it's quite a while ago, but Herbie, the Volkswagen, in the sense of it's got a mind of its own. And they were just saying that. I hope, yeah, you might not get the joke, but yeah, it's just on a bit of a spiritual sense of humor there. And I hope you don't mind. I do feel they're saying to me, this is what I am getting. There's nothing to worry about. It feels like it's got its own mind, is the words I'm getting,
yes.
Which is not. Yeah, and this is, you know, so you know the whole Herbie
thing.
That's
what
thing. I got. Is that what you got too, Joni?
Oh, my God. You go, but my God. It's like the two of, that was a nail. Go ahead.
So do you understand? So do you understand what I mean by that, Joan, Sue, in the sense when I say Herbie?
Well, I remember the thing, but I never watched it, so I don't
right, okay.
really know.
So it is a car with its own mind. That's the bottom line. However, I don't. Yeah. So I do apologise for laughing. Like I said, it's a spiritual sense of humour. But you will have to go and watch the film now just to sort of smile to yourself. However, what I do feel is the car, there's nothing to worry about, okay? And I also feel, and I don't know how you feel about this, but, you know, when you take it to the garage and you say, I don't know what's wrong, and they go, oh, yes, yes, it's going to cost X amount, and they take it and then they do some things. But they don't really fix it, do they?
That's the thing that's worrying me. Where I am abroad at the moment, I don't really, I'm a bit leery about the mechanics. At home, I've got a fantastic guy who can solve all my problems. But because I'm abroad, that's the thing that's scaring me. I don't want to take it to a dealer and get stung. If it's nothing major, and I think I know what I'm going to do tomorrow, but I just don't want it to be anything big that's going to cost me like what it did before, because it was just painful.
No, I don't think it is. I do think that the way I get it, and this is kind of what's been concerning you. The words I get from my guides is you probably will end up limping home, in the sense that you will know to rest it. Does that make sense? It sort of feels like it, but it's the words I'm getting from my guides is it's nothing serious. It kind of has, and there's been a little bit of, how long have you had the car? Because I kind of feel that I also got told it might be you getting used to it as well.
No, I've had it for a year and a half, but in the first 3 months I had it. It ended up costing me about the equivalent of about $8,000.
Oh,
so
no wonder you were.
Yeah, no, and it was worse than that. It was even worse than that. So it's like a post-traumatic stress disorder experience. So I really don't want anything like that ever. And that was a deal. So I don't even want to go there. It makes me really nervous when it starts doing what it's doing. So if I was at home, I wouldn't worry so much because I've got an amazing mechanic down here. I'm a bit leery. It was the mechanic down here that I think caused the problem that cost me all that money and the nightmare, and that was horrifying. So
yeah,
it's
not necessarily truthful to what the problem was either, is what I pick up. Apologies for saying
I don't know. I don't know what they did, but they really screwed up my car the last time.
They didn't really know how to fix it. Yeah. I think you would have to, if you wanted to really get it checked out, and I just feel, and this is what I'm picking up, that it might be a case of just quickly running through a diagnostics through a dealership that actually specializes in electric cars.
Yeah, no, I'm going to do that too as well. That's
going
to cost me some money.
Yeah, but it will keep for now is the words I get, okay? So I don't
you see, this is why I asked about warning lights, because I was like thinking, if there is warning lights coming on and it's telling you there's a problem, then, you know.
There's nothing really. The moment there's nothing, the other day it was a solid amber engine thing with no warning lights, and then it went off, it reset itself, and then there's been nothing since. And then it just stopped going up the hill, which made me nervous. So I turned it off, turned it back on. It was okay. So just, I don't want any more. I've spent so much money on this thing, and I just can't take the money. And it just scares me.
I totally understand. This is why I said to you about the whole, you'll probably leave it and limp home in a few weeks' time. And when I say limp home, you might have to get to that place where you do have to switch it on and switch it off, or switch it off and switch it on. But I also feel that you might end up finding somewhere, it might be worth having a look in some dealerships where you are that aren't the place that you took it to in the first place. But it shouldn't be that expensive. It should not be that expensive to take it to a garage.
Yeah, that's the only thing, that it's not going to be something big, and it's something, maybe a battery or something small. So it'll be okay, and it won't kill me.
Only thing I am thinking is it could be a fuse of some kind, but you'd have to, problem is with an electric car. The problem is with electric cars is not normal mechanics don't really know how to look at them, so you would have to take it into a dealership to get it looked over properly get ripped off again.
They do have the diagnostics that at least show if it's something like a sensor or a battery or something. I had only 5 weeks ago I had taken it to my mechanic, and he did a full-on service, and then he did a pre-check, and it was fine. So that's what's making me. But these computerized things now, it could be a sensor or some sort of anything.
It could be a sensor. Yeah, and it's electrics. And this is the problem. You know, mechanics are mechanics. And, you know, this is why, unfortunately, with electric cars, we make everything far more complicated, even though it's meant to be the way to go.
It's got electrics in it. It's a diesel. With all of the electrics, but these new expensive cars, they have sensors that go off for anything.
Oh, absolutely.
And they flash all the time.
Yeah, what I mean. That could be something in your fuse box, and a fuse is as simple as about £2 or 30p or whatever to replace. But you've got to find the fuse that's not wrong in the first place.
Nothing is £2 on this car. Trust me, nothing is £2. This car is insane, and it's crazy. And I bought a used one thinking I would be really economical. And it's been a nightmare. So I just want to know. So that's good. So it will be okay. Won't be the end of the world. And I will try not to worry about it. But whenever something like that can cost you like $10,000, on the drop of a dime.
Yeah.
It makes me really nervous. So,
but I'm going to pass you to Joni. I'm going to pass you across to Joni, but I want to do quickly say this, and it's something I've never said before, that it's kind of weird, because I am going to chuck some energy at it to make sure it gets you home safe and sound, okay? So I'll keep my fingers crossed and toes crossed for all of that, because I've never actually thrown energy as an object before now. So and on that note, I'm going to pass you across to Joni. Okay,
thank you.
Well, I unfortunately have the opposite, and Caroline and I sometimes don't get that. I get that this car doesn't want to do what it is created to do, and it wants to stop, and I would leave the car. I would actually find another one. I would not touch it. That's it. I'm getting, it's not, I wouldn't drive it. It doesn't want to cooperate. It does not want to be the car. It, whatever, if it's damaged, if they played around, there's a system problem. It does not want to be a car. And that's where I got it has a mind of its own. Do they say danger? They're not telling me anything. All they're saying, I just see complete stop, and I see no. So
okay.
I'm getting the opposite, but I just channel. That's my job. And I feel that it is a consciousness, as we are, everything is a consciousness, and that cars are pieces of consciousnesses coming together to be called a larger consciousness called a car that's being of service to house a passenger, a driver, others, things, whatever, to get from A to B. I'm seeing that this wants to be efficient. It's not, therefore, however this soul came in, it doesn't feel right. It's a little angry, and it's like, nope, can't do what I was set out to do, therefore I don't want to. And that was the Herbie.
Okay.
So
yeah, okay,
I was
with
radio shows where she and I get, where Caroline and I get different things is we go, okay, that's why we're a tag team. Two people sometimes have two different angles of something. So now you take it and you intuit yourself, because everyone has, that's the whole point, is that we're all hardwired the same way. So she and I role model using intuition and having thinned veils. Some people have thinner veils than others. So it seems that your soul growth opportunity here is take the information that's offered, and then you go and you observe, you go inside when it's peaceful, what do you think, da, 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 whatever it is, and you have your free will. And whatever the case is, it's always for soul growth opportunity. There are no mistakes that could be made here. You have everything
we'll see.
You need.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. Okay.
I mean, again, for me, I don't necessarily feel it's like you'll have an accident because of what's happening, but you might have to switch it off and switch it back on again. Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, what it was brief, but and it's been driving really well for otherwise. It's just because I've been through such a hell time in the past. It makes me nervous, and I need to take it in, and I'm just cautious about who I take it to.
Yeah,
so that's
absolutely
really what it is.
And I think for security, for you to feel a little bit more secure, is if you could find someone where you are currently that you trust. But obviously, I would probably say a dealership for that particular brand of car. So you know what you're getting into.
Yeah, I'm going to take it to someone that just run it through. And then I'll probably have to take it to a deal. They sting you for big money. That's the problem.
I know they do, but the problem is you can trust them. So anyway, I do apologize that myself and Joni, we do have this from time to time where Joni channels something very differently to I do. But we wish you well, and I hope you have a safe journey.
Get home beautifully.
Yes, and we will wish you on that safe journey home.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, you take care.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Right, we have 16 minutes left of the show, so I think we should be able to take one more call, if you're okay with that, Joni. But it is going to be very, very, very quick. So 834 coming to you now.
Hello.
And who are we speaking to, and where are you from?
Hi, this is Ashir from New York.
Hi.
What was your name again, sorry?
Ashir. I spoke to you guys before.
Yes. How can we help?
Just, anybody come into my life. This summer I met a few people, but it wasn't really what I was looking for, so I kind of moved on from it. So I'm curious if you see anybody coming in that's more compatible or what I'm looking for.
Okay, I get not yet, but they will be, and that there are going to be a few that come in that are quote unquote tempting, but you don't have to do anything. you are very clear, it seems, as to the type of person you're looking for and that you don't have to settle. Do you feel you have joy in your heart?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
That you have joy?
Yeah.
I feel that the joy that you have in your heart is so huge, okay, that you are going to be drawing someone that's got the same. And you will know. And it is because of the love that you have. In the past, did you have a lot of anger and then you let it go?
Yeah.
That helped you very, very much. And the other side is very, very happy and proud of you. Bless you. You assisted yourself and all of us by your releasing the amount of anger you had. And as a result of that and the joy that you have and the peace in your mind and your heart, she is going to come and it's going to knock you over and you're going to cry with joy, which you already have. And you take your time. I think, and the Caroline, my feeling like next summer is around the time, June, July, September, somewhere. And you keep doing your thing. You be who you are. You don't have to change drastically for someone else to fit their idea of what you're supposed to be for them. You're a happy soul. You're a good man. And you know who the type of soul you're looking for. And I'm sure Caroline would wish the same thing. I wish you well. You were on a mission to find this beautiful soul, and she's there. It's just a matter of timing. You keep being your authentic, beautiful you.
Thank you.
You are welcome, and I'm passing you on to Caroline.
Hello. Well, I get a similar kind of response. Hi, how are you today, Ashir? I am going to say this because my guides have said it. So I'm going to sit here and say, do not shoot the messenger, please. Okay. I do feel at times you can be, the words I'm picking up is a little bit picky. Okay. But the thing for you, and this is what my guides are saying, and the really interesting thing here is this is about you actually opening yourself up. Bits, I feel, is the people that you've met in the past. Am I right in saying into you? Okay. So you've gone for the pretty flower. Does that make sense? Someone who's very attractive to you, but you go, oh, wow, you're amazing. But from an emotional level, they may be not where you want them to be, or it's more of an intellectual level that you're looking for. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that keep happening. You know, I have tons of people approaching me. You know, they're attracted to come to me, but it's not the right one. You know, they're good looking and all, but
yeah, and it's sort of like you're like, I don't just want the broad. You know, okay, I'm saying it in a different mannerism here, but you know, it's like yes, they're very attractive, but there's nothing between the ears. If that makes sense, that sounds really bad, doesn't it? But you want someone that's going to engage you in conversation and, you know, be a part of you. You're looking for your soul partner. You're not looking for a thing. You're not looking for a short term. The only thing I will say is you do have to give people a chance. However, I also feel that a lot of the ladies that have come towards you, and this is what I'm getting, is have they been like very, almost like diva-ish in their behavior?
Yeah, I mean, some of them feel like they need to be chased and I don't chase. You know, so I mean, I'm a good looking guy myself. So what happened once I give them the attention and then when I feel that way, I just pull back and they start running back to me again. By that point, I'm like, okay, this is definitely not what I'm looking for.
But you might need to say that to the people that you're dating because, and I will say this to you, you know, us ladies growing up, as much as everything is equal, obviously we have to, you know, adapt ourselves to the dating game. And there's a lot of guys out there that enjoy the chase. But once the chase has happened and they're there and fully present saying, hey, I'm here, that guy ghosts them or drops off. So there is probably a level when you drop off, they're probably thinking, well, where's he gone? Is he not interested? So just remember not to send too many mixed messages on that one. Because if you like someone, it will be equal. You will know and you will open and it will be fine. Okay? And that comes from both sides. But just remember that. But, yeah, I just feel for you it's the words I'm getting from Spirit, actually, it's more about developing a friendship first. Yes, you want someone that's you're attracted to, but this is about someone that you feel that's on the same level as yourself intellectually. And I don't feel you've had that yet.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I see people are professional, but it's almost like mind games, and that's kind of turned me off.
No.
You know what I mean?
And, I know exactly what you mean.
I don't have patience for that. I mean, I can get anyone, you know, so I don't need, you know, all that. And usually what happens is I pull back after, you know, I give you all the attention and you try and play games because you think like you got me that way. And then I show you that, no, you didn't get me that way. And I move away from you and then start coming back to me. And I realize that you like to play games and I'm not into that, you know?
Yeah, no, totally understandable. Totally understandable. Well, yeah, I don't think it's going to be like in the next few weeks, but I do concur with Joni in the sense I feel it's going to be sometime next year. But and it's funny because from a psychic point of view, I mean, we are not allowed to predict about children or anything like that, but I do see children in your future. So for me, I feel that you are going to be settled with a family in the next 2 years, at least.
Oh, I look forward to that, you know, because, I mean, on the last note, I right now I have like 4 people interested in me. But, you know, so I'm just taking my time. You know, I don't, you know, I just keep... You know, I give them a chance, and if somebody can match my energy, then we go for it. You know what I mean? If not, then I just keep going until I meet the right one.
Yeah.
Yes.
But just remember to make sure you feel. It's not just about the personality, the looks. It's about the feeling inside that you get when you meet someone. You do know because there's a connection. And it's very difficult to explain that until you've had it.
No, I understand. I mean, there's someone that has very strong connection. And then, you know, I could feel it. I could feel the energy when you know, around each other. And then, you know, eventually she approached me. And then, you know, I'm lucky I'm opened up. And then once I started giving the attention, people just, I don't know if it gets boiled or whatever it is.
mm-hmm.
You know, they think you're weak or something. I don't know. And then they start playing this game, and then what I do, and I usually surprise them because I just pull back, and then they got, and at that point they start running back, you know, and then, you know.
But in some respects,
point I'm just,
you know, I'm just going to point this out there and put it out there. But in some respects, I share on this, I do feel that by you pulling back, you're almost, because you're actively saying, right, they're playing games, so I pull back, and I'm sort of thinking, but then aren't you playing the game too, in a sense?
No, when I said I pull back, I'm just let it go and move toward a different direction. I'm done.
Okay,
and then
fair enough.
That's what I mean by that. When I say I pull back, I'm done. Go find somebody else. Let me go look somewhere else. You know, that's what I meant to say. That. No, I'm just playing games. Absolutely, no.
Okay.
We'll know.
Right, well, I'm going to pass
you
to Joni anyway.
You will know, and you just keep doing your thing. You're very clear as to who's going to be the one, and she's there. And you be patient. You keep dating and looking, but when it happens, you're going to cry.
Hmm.
Okay, I look forward to that. It's been a long journey.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
You take,
it's okay. You reward.
You take care now, Ashir.
Thank you so much.
Let
I appreciate
know.
You. I will.
Bye.
All right, then. Bye-bye. Bye. Right, okay. So everyone who's listening that's left is apologies if we haven't got round to you. Please follow our show. Obviously, that's when we get updates. Our next show is actually the 14th of November at 8:30 in the UK. And 3:30? Yeah, 3:30 in the US. So that is from myself and Joni. So I'm going to say where you can find me and then obviously Joni. So for starters, You can follow our show, which means you get email reminders. We do have a Facebook page, which is the UK's UK Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. I am Caroline Crystal Hart. If you wish to friend me, however, please let me know where you contact, you know, where you've heard us, because obviously, unless I know, I won't friend. My website is crystalheartpsychics.com. And obviously there I have readers online 24/7, and we have credit card and UK and Australian booking lines. And also going forward, as I say, we've got our show on the 14th. And also you can like my Facebook page for Crystal Heart Psychics as well. So if you wanted to message me personally, you could also message through Crystal Heart Psychics Facebook. I do have an Instagram and Twitter, or now X as it's called. And Joni, where can everyone find you and contact you?
People can find at my website, joniswhitelighthealing.com, and they can also Google my name, and there's information there as well. And if you're interested in having a session, reach out to either of us. We're both available. And on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and SoundCloud and Instagram and YouTube. So it was a great show.
It was. And thank you for all those who called in. And please remember, follow our show on Blog Talk, and we're back here on the 14th.
We'll see you then.
Yeah, I'm going to play you out with a lovely song saying, "I Can't Make You Love Me," sang by Joni.
Morning will come, and I'll do what's right.